Over the past 2 weeks, it's been hard to hear the stories coming out of New Orleans and not think about the music. New Orleans is steeped in music, from the street parades of Mardi Gras to steamy, smoky corner blues bars to the brass bands that accompany jazz funerals. And so the flooding of the city has resonated on several levels with folklorist Nick Spitzer. He hosts the music program called American Roots on Public Radio. Both his office and his home are in New Orleans. He and his family evacuated the day before the storm hit. Since then, he's been staying in Lafayette, Louisiana, and has produced a post-storm version of his show from member station KRVS in Lafayette. That's where he joins us from now. Nick, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And I know that along with thinking about the loss of this city and the effects on its people, you also are thinking about the loss of culture. What might happen to the musical culture there?
I look at this as much a cultural disaster as a natural disaster, and I don't just mean the beautiful historic landscape of the city, which is largely restorable from my view of having seen it the last few days, but I wonder about those neighborhood bars, because that's where the music continues to come from and be created for now and the future, and I think it's important to remember what a contribution the city's made in the past and could continue to make if we can regroup with the community-based culture.
When you think about that music, Nick, do you immediately start composing a personal soundtrack for yourself?
I've always had favorite songs from New Orleans over the years, and then some of them are kind of cliché-ic ones that everyone's heard a million times, and yet I think they've heard them a lot because they do resonate so beautifully and brilliantly, and now they mean more because the whole historical context has shifted to New Orleans as evacuated, empty, almost ghost city, and so that music feels special to me now, and I listen to it a lot.
What's the first song that came to mind?
Well, I think the very first song that came to mind, and I was listening to it as I was leaving the city, is Fats Domino's Walking to New Orleans.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm gonna need to parachute when I get through walking these blues. When I get back to New Orleans.
That song is just filled with mystery. There's a man on the road with a suitcase. You think he's going back to New Orleans, but the way it's sung, you almost think he might be leaving. You know he left at some point. There's this sort of human confusion, but the emotional core is about someday getting back home to the city and to the person that he loves. And I think that's something that a lot of us feel about our friends and our home place.
New Orleans is my home. That's the reason why I'm gone. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans.
You know, I've been spending the last couple of weeks with one song in particular in my head, and that's the song that Randy Newman wrote, Louisiana 1927, not about a hurricane, but about the huge Mississippi River floods of 1927. And I guess the version I hear the most often in my brain is actually the Aaron Neville version of that song, with that wonderful, tremulous voice of his.
They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Oh, Louisiana.
Well, the song is an interesting one. It came originally on Randy Newman's Good Old Boys record, the concept album from 1972. That song, while it does embody a flood, is in fact appropriate because really what happened in New Orleans is more than the hurricane, is the breaking of the levees after the hurricane. The Gulf Coast was smacked by wind and water. New Orleans has been drowning. So in a sense, the flood makes sense. I think this song gives comfort almost the same way a sad song in a bar about a relationship going bad makes you feel better somehow, because you know, you sort of contain the feeling and the sadness and you share it with everyone who listens.
In the midst of all this darkness, Nick, I mean, New Orleans has always been a place of such exuberance and joy and humor. I mean, is there any musical note of triumph or of fun that you might think of here?
Well, I'm one of those people that believes you have to sort of laugh to keep from crying, and Dr. John knew that a long time ago. He's a native son, of course, and he lives outside New Orleans, lives in New York, but he comes very often, and everyone loves Dr. John, Mac Rabinac. And he had a great song. It's kind of a soul funk song that talks about chance in life, the undercurrent of what might be some hoodoo occurrence or something. And it's called Right Place, Wrong Time. I think New Orleans will always be the right place. But God knows this storm was the wrong time.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line.
Nick, you're in Lafayette now. It's a great town, a wonderful music town, but I'm sure you're thinking about when you can go back and what the city's going to be like when you get there.
I am. You know, I've been back just going in with news crews and various ways to get into the city that I know, and so I've been looking at things and listening, and, you know, it's not the same city when it's not filled with the people. And so I'm missing the old New Orleans, and as I miss the old New Orleans, I go to a classic song out of the Tin Pan Alley tradition that many, many people have done. My personal favorite is Louis Armstrong, who, of course, left New Orleans years ago and came back a little bit here and there over the years. But it's called Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans?
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans and miss it each night and day? I know I'm not wrong. The feeling's getting stronger the longer I stay away.
It could be a little schmaltzy and silly sometimes, kind of a, you know, a lounge club number. It can be turned that way. But I'll tell you, sung right by Satchmo, it hits all my heartstrings about returning to a place of beauty and joy. And it has a signal line in many of the versions, which is, I miss someone more than I miss New Orleans.
There's something more. I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans.
I think that's a statement about the people, again, who make up life, love, family, neighborhood, make up New Orleans. So that's what we've got to start with, those people, and keep smiling and listening to songs like Louis Armstrong sings.
Nick Spitzer, I hope you get back there soon, and thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. Just talking about it is enjoyable, to think about what a great place New Orleans is.
Nick Spitzer is host of the public radio program American Roots. He spoke with us from the studios of member station KRVS in Lafayette, Louisiana. You can hear full versions of these songs and more music reminiscent of New Orleans at our website, npr.org.